So, first of all, this is the first state visit by a Chinese president to Zimbabwe in almost 20 years. So, Dr. Dorward, what would you say about the timing? Is there anything special about this?
Oh, yes. I mean, China has been building very long-term relations with Zimbabwe. China is a major investor, a foreign direct investor in Zimbabwe. It's probably Zimbabwe's largest and most important trading partner. The other thing I think that has to be brought out is that Robert Mugabe is now in his 90s, right? And the Chinese president's visit is also an opportunity to build relations with Mugabe's successor.
Mm. Well, how important is China to South Africa in its international relations and vice versa?
Oh, considerably. I mean, you know, China's trade relations with sub-Saharan Africa generally have grown enormously. In many ways, South Africa is the linchpin. It's the key to not only sort of South Africa and Southern Africa, but to the region. It's a major sort of commercial hub, banking center, financial center, and China's trade relations with Africa are in a transition. It's going from development and economic relations that were basically built on extractive industries like mining and energy, and it's moving beyond that to more sophisticated and technical areas. In many ways, South Africa provides a base for China to develop its more sophisticated relations with sub-Saharan Africa generally.
Well, talking about economic issues, the Ministry of Commerce has said that China's investment in Africa this year has fallen by close to half. How would you say that the slowdown in the Chinese and African economies has affected trade investment this year?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's no question about that. It has declined, but then there's been a general decline in the global economy. Chinese investment, as I say, is becoming more mature. It's slowed, but it isn't sort of declining. It continues to grow.
Mm. Well, Dr. He, we know that China's in the middle of economic restructuring here. So how does Africa fit in with that? Do you think we might see some manufacturing moving from China, where costs are increasing, to Africa potentially?
Yes, that's one thing that's been talked about, that Africa is a cheap labor market. And China has already been moving towards developing certain manufacturing facilities in places as diverse as Kenya and Angola and Mozambique, where China has been sort of investing in Chinese companies in measures of industrial production. It's not fully established yet, but it's in the process.